Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, today we have a story from a Night Arts Challenge winner, Robin Merrill.
The Night Art Challenge gives money, challenge money, so you have to raise dollar for dollar. To do very, I think, pivotal, radical things that, as they say, transform South Florida. They awarded us $30,000. That was less than what we needed. We had a very large budget because we had an event and other educational things that we were doing. But it was great. It was seed money. You know, we are newbies. You know, people don't know us and we're establishing ourselves. I was 15 years in the Philippines as an artist and missionary. And I arrived in South Florida because I am environmentally ill. I have lung and nerve damage from the pollution in Manila. I never expected to stay in South Florida, but it was determined that I could not return to my homeland of the Philippines. So I ended up staying here and thus began a journey of figuring out the roots of South Florida and where it is that I'm now living. A few years ago, I led a rally to save our local post office in downtown Fort Lauderdale. It's a historic post office. It was on the chopping block. It's a post office everybody uses and had a history of being at the original trading post in downtown Fort Lauderdale. I just figured out, as being a new South Floridian, that Floridians don't seem to protest very well. I went to art school in Berkeley, where everybody there seems to know how to protest. But I was being asked to help lead the way and see if we could save this post office that actually went up in revenue every year. It wasn't going down. So as an artist and as a performance artist also, I decided, well, why don't we just create an event instead of walking with placards? So I asked the Seminole Indians if they would help me in creating an event that used a canoe and went down the river from the original post office at the Stranahan House to the backyard of the post office where it is now on Las Olas. And we did that, and the community was involved, and we danced afterward, and it was such a success that we indeed saved the post office. So it seemed to hit a nerve with the community as far as art and activism and history and community. So people began to ask me, well, what's next? Keep going. But I wasn't really interested. I mean, I have my own art form and own things that I was doing. But I began to just see that there was this need within the community to express themselves in these ways. So I began to just think it through. I noticed that the canoe that was used in the rally was actually not a real wooden canoe. It was fiberglass, a fiberglass replica. And when I asked about it, I was told, well, actually, there's very, very few wooden canoes that are left, and very few people who even know how to make them, and there's really no use for them anymore except for recreational. But as an artist myself and as an American craftsperson, I realized that this is indeed an indigenous Florida art form, that it's sad that it isn't being saved in some format. Also, being new to South Florida, the past 15 years I've lived here, I realized that Art Basel, I was always confused that South Florida art being represented in Basel was either Caribbean, Latin American, Haitian, Cuban, but I never saw any, you know, indigenous tribal work at all. So I had kind of a personal quest to want to know, where's this art? I knew it had to be somewhere. So I asked if one of the carvers would be willing to work with me on a project to carve a dugout canoe right in the heart of downtown Fort Lauderdale. He agreed. His name is Pedro Zepeda from the Seminole tribe. Canoe carving takes, as Pedro calls it, muscle memory. It's not something you can learn on YouTube or from a book. It has to be passed down in a master-apprentice approach. Plus, as Pedro says, there is language. There are certain words connected even with the process. And their language is being lost. It's an indigenous local language. And so sometimes language folds itself around art and craft and knowledge and wisdom and passing those things down. It is something that needs to be learned by doing. It is indigenous to their people as far as how they actually do it with the local wood. Sure, there's other tribes all around the world that carve canoes, but this is done their way. So I went and applied for the Night Art Challenge grant, as I do every year. As I know, many, many people put in their applications because you can throw in as many wild ideas as you want. There's no charge to submit an idea. And it'll come back yes or no. And of course, every year it's always no, 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 always rejected. Well, amazingly, that concept was approved. And in the end, I won this Night Challenge grant to do both the canoe carving and this performance art piece I did of what called Paddle Up, using paddle boards and kayaks and canoes and doing this fusion of people on the water. So when I won the grant, we're struck with the reality of, okay, we have to carve a canoe now in a gallery. And he said, well, do you have a plan B here? I said, no, there's no plan B. You know, we need to do this. So he fortunately had a log, and I didn't realize how difficult it is to even find a log suitable to carve a canoe now in the state of Florida. The log that Pedro's carving in the gallery was naturally fallen from Hurricane Wilma back over a decade ago on the reservation, so he had access to that canoe. Now we're near the end of carving this canoe. We're downtown Fort Lauderdale in a window space at the end of Las Olas and Riverfront. And in a way, Pedro's kind of like Noah in the Ark. He's just this man carving a canoe right in the middle of the city with all these water issues in South Florida spinning all around him. And now that we're finished, we're about to start a new project and apply for another night grant. This time we'll be doing three canoes at once. And that has proven to be a real great challenge. It'll be a hunt and a journey to try to find some of the last fallen logs in the state of Florida that might be large enough to carve these canoes. But the night challenge has been great. Obviously, this wouldn't have happened without it. We're hoping to revitalize a true Florida lost art form. We're grateful for the support that we've had and that we're able to do it.
Robin Merrill with insights on being an artist.
And being an activist and being an arts activist.
Is that all the same thing?
Well, that's a really interesting point, because you could say in some sense that any art is activism, because artists are looking in at the world from sort of an outsider perspective. But this is somebody who is more activist, I'd say, than most artists.
And she's very passionate about her art. She's mentioned how for a few years she's been trying to get grants from the Knight Foundation, and she finally won it for preserving this ancient Seminole art.
And it ties in to this region as well, using indigenous materials and the art form of indigenous peoples. This is somebody who is not a native to South Florida. She's been here about 15 years. This is one of those, I hesitate to say immigrant. I mean, she's just from another place in the country. But this is one of those immigrant to South Florida stories.
She started off the story with her involvement in saving the downtown Fort Lauderdale post office. I didn't even know about the downtown post office.
I didn't know that story either. But anybody who starts off by just saying, I led a rally, very matter-of-factly, I'm always interested in not only what people say, but how they say it. This is why when you summarize a story as opposed to telling the story, it always comes out so differently. This is somebody who's very confident and very comfortable as an activist, very experienced. So when she says, I led a rally, it's almost like saying somebody asked me to pick up a quart of milk. And we know that there's a whole lot more to it than that.
During her protest to save the post office. She ended up canoeing in a fiberglass canoe, and that's what sparked her interest in the craft work of an original indigenous canoe.
This is a craftsperson, and this is somebody who wants to preserve the old ways and honor them and celebrate them. And she is bridging the old and the new. We think of activists as people who want to change things in a way that they've never been before. This is an activist who, in an important way, wants to honor the past. And since she is talking about that through one of the oldest art forms, storytelling, I thought there was a beautiful connection there. And she certainly is a very fluid, a very comfortable storyteller.
Well, thank you for bringing that story in. If our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, Karen, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me here, 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories, wlrn.org. Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.